Good afternoon, friends. Hi, Mike O'Meara here from my living room. I'm here with my friends Rob Spiewak.
Hello.
And Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
And you know what we're going to do right now before we even get started?
What's that, Mike?
We're gonna call Iowa.
Oh, cool.
Iowa. Yeah,
we're not going to call Iowa via Skype because RJ's not here, and he's the only one that knows how to use the Skype.
He had the Skype in his pants, Mike.
He brought it with him in his pants. Is that a Skype in your pants, or are you just glad to see me?
Pistachio duck.
We're gonna call on Rob's cell phone and see if we can get Steve Bridges out of KCJJ.
Rob has Skype on his cell phone, so we're gonna listen in on a little speaker.
Well,
and see
I think
how
we're
that
gonna
works.
Try just first as the speaker phone.
AM 1630. This might not work, or it might work.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, we got rain here in D.C.
Yeah.
And they got just an assload of snow out in Iowa.
It's supposed to be 58 degrees here today, nearly 60.
The end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. So we'll see what's happening. Are we ringing?
It's connecting. Hi, this is Rob and Mike and Buzz and Mark from the Mike O'Meara Show. May we go on the air with Captain Steve?
Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Is that BS?
No, I think that's Richard. I think we might have been picked up at the front desk.
Okay.
The request line sometimes goes to the front
desk.
It's
not going
to
go well. I can tell already.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Here we go. Listen to what's
Maybe.
Going on now. Oh, nothing.
What's going on now? What's going on now?
Are you on the air right now?
We're on the air. We've been on the air. I have been on the air for 39 hours. I got stuck in the snow at 2:30 in the morning and had to walk.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the voices of Steve Bridges and Tommy Lang on the Mike O'Meara podcast that is also heard later on today on Iowa's 1630 KCJJ. We did not get any snow, so we are calling Iowa's Coralville's finest to find out how you guys are making out. Steve, are you serious? 39 hours?
Yeah, he slept on the couch. He was like a little baby when I came
My
here.
Station sucks.
How's the aroma, Tommy?
Oh, it's pungent. I'm sick of it.
And now what is...
Buy my station.
Buy his station. I wish I could. I'd move the whole gang out there if I could, Steve.
Be nice.
And now, how are you boys doing? Give us the very latest in Coralville, Iowa. Set the scene. Tell us what the situation is.
How
bad much snow?
Is it?
What's going to happen?
15.5 inches.
Uh-huh. Oh, let's just call it 16.
15.5 inches. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wasn't satisfied.
Bada bing. 1.5 inches out there. No, seriously, you've been in the studio. You know that gigantic building that's across the street from us?
Oh, is it full of old cars?
The one that they charge you to see the old cars?
Yeah, you tell that guy he can lick it.
Yeah, lick it! Last night, during the blizzard, actually, we couldn't see that building.
Well, that was lucky.
It's a good thing
because because I was warm at home and in bed.
You would have had to pay royalties.
That's
stuck here.
All right, now has the snow
it just disappeared? And there is no getting around today. Very few times does the university cancel classes, and they canceled them yesterday. And
University
they canceled
of Iowa.
Them again today.
Right.
Wow.
Now, what is it? Has the snow stopped? Is it continuing? Or are you out of the woods?
Actually, starting to come out. And they're cleaning the streets.
Uh huh.
Oh, that's.
It wasn't when I got in here. My car got stuck up the hill. Spiewak knows where it is. The top of the hill by the Perkins up here, and I had to walk in the blizzard.
Oh, the Perkins.
On the unclean street Spiewak to get here, but I did it.
Well, I know where all the Perkins are, Mike.
Yeah. Are you?
Did
getting...
you stop in and trade out a pie while you were there, Tommy?
It's like a huge thing. He had to walk 3 blocks. I had to walk 3 blocks in a blizzard with a street exit.
But I do want a tip of the Mike O'Meara Show cap to Tommy Lang for abandoning his automobile.
Yay!
Good work, Tommy.
You're all set to move to D.C. now.
Hey, are you guys getting enough food and water?
Oh, we just, the Marriott just brought me over a burger and fries.
Nice.
I have pizza rolls last night for supper. we got a half a can of Pringle.
Nice. That's sweet.
That's great, guys.
Well, if you get through today's broadcast, go ahead and buy yourself one of those 8-year-old Dr. Peppers and the KCJJ soda machine. The ones that are still promoting an Indiana Jones movie.
Hey, he's not kidding. We've also got some Mountain Dew with Kennedy's likeness on it.
Well, we love you guys. Stay safe and good luck handling the snow out in Iowa.
Hey, I'm going to go back now and enjoy a light cola.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
There you go. There you go.
The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. But, you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold, yeah.
Okay. But the big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chap lips.
On their chap lips, chap right.
Lips.
Do you think Phil's going to come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day! Get up and check that hog out there!
Yeah!
Phil? Hey, Phil? Phil? Phil Connors? Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
How you doing? Thanks for watching.
Hey. Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Ned! Ryerson! Needle Nose Ned, Ned the Head, come on, buddy, Case Western High! Ned Ryerson, I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show. Bing! Ned Ryerson got the shingles real bad senior year, almost didn't graduate. Bing! Again! Ned Ryerson, I dated your sister Mary Pat a couple times till you told me not to anymore. Well?
Ned Ryerson?
Bing!
Bing! So did you turn pro with that belly button thing, Ned, or
no,
what?
Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Oh, man.
Right.
That is why, as long as I've done radio, the fantasy will always be to be in a movie of any note whatsoever.
Oh, of course.
Because there is a guy that you'll see at the airport for the rest of your life. You go, you're the guy that is Needle Nose Ned Ryerson, who's probably been in hundreds of movies.
Right. But that's the one you remember.
Right. Because it is one of the great little cameo, probably not a cameo, bit parts.
Right,
yeah, small
parts. It's one of the great bit parts of all time. It brings me joy every time I hear it.
I was thinking about it as I produced my traditional February 2nd show open, as I have for 17 years.
Right.
I was wondering, do you think he came up with Bing? Because that's my favorite part. He says, Needle Nose Ned Ryerson, Bing!
I don't know which brings me more joy. Hearing him say that or watching Rob stick his finger up in the air and do the bing at the time where he does it.
Bing again!
And you know what? On a day that, to be honest with you, of all the holidays, it is the crappiest time of the year.
What a great holiday.
I hate February more than any month of the year.
I'm right there with you.
I don't like Groundhog Day. I don't like the whole thing. To me, it's just this manufactured crappy.
Did you get the card I sent?
The Groundhog Day card. And, I love it when Bill Murray calls the thing a little rat.
Yes.
It's terrific. Yeah. But let me tell you where you are.
Where?
You're like a lot of people, enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa's KCJJ. We just called them. Mm-hmm. And Vermont's 107.1 The Game. And in 147 countries around the world, This is MikeOmaraShow.com. It is Wednesday, February 2nd, 2011. This is
Groundhog Day.
Now, do you have... Here's another thing. Yes. I know he's got it.
What's that?
I know. Yeah, da, 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 da,
look at him. Look at him.
Da, da, the oompa da, 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 music. Da, da.
That's the song he hears
at Gobbler's Knob
every morning.
It's a polka.
What it is, Mike, it's Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks, and it's the Pennsylvania Polka.
Uh-huh. A movie that brings me great joy.
Sure.
I love that movie.
It's a fun movie.
Also a movie that I'm not a fan of, another great movie, Arthur. I don't like the female character.
Andie MacDowell almost ruins it.
Yeah.
Almost destroys it because she is so dull and so lifeless.
You have to wonder how that happened.
She almost destroyed another pretty good movie. She did a better job of destroying this one, Multiplicity.
Right.
The movie where Michael Keaton becomes like 10 Michael Keatons.
And it's just her being there.
Yeah.
Really not emoting
at
all.
You know who she reminds me of is pop/Christian singer Amy Grant.
She's very
pleasant,
plain that way.
But plain.
Doable.
Yeah.
Michelle, trade doable. Yeah. But the movie Arthur has Liza Minnelli.
Yes.
Who
I wonder how she sings, Mike.
Almost ruined Arthur.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say trade doable.
No, not trade doable.
Moderately doable.
Not in her bed.
No.
Not in her. You think?
No, I'm kidding.
Mike,
I'm kidding. Mike, before we close the door on Groundhog Day,
yes.
No need to save this for the vault. Do you want to hear the Jive announcement at Gobbler's Knob this morning?
Yes, I'd love to hear it.
Well,
love
that
to
means
hear.
I have to stop.
Yeah, the news is in.
All right,
he surveyed his surroundings carefully and found that there was no shadow around. So an early spring it will be.
Yeah.
Duh. Pick nose, smell fingers. Duh.
I asked this question on the radio this morning. I'll ask it of you, gentlemen. Has anybody in this room ever been to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania?
I've driven very close, but I never made the time to
Same
stop.
Here. Never
Ned Ryerson.
Stayed in the Punxsutawney Hotel.
Wow.
Really?
No, it wasn't Groundhog Day. It was actually last year's family reunion that I went to.
For cousins.
Different movie.
For Carla's family.
Oh,
in
no.
Punxsutawney.
Now, let Carla know I did not play that music bit.
It was Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
I had a blast.
You
let
did.
Me tell you.
Wasn't there great fried chicken?
I remember the chicken. I wasn't there.
It was two hundred pieces of fried chicken from the grocery store.
Per person.
Delivered 200 pieces, $80.
Nice.
That's
really
fantastic.
$80.
That's what Oscar paid yesterday at that French restaurant.
Exactly.
It
for
was
French fries.
The greatest thing about that area was everywhere you went, you got the sense of this value that you don't get here.
Value.
And you, honest
Mike,
to God.
Mike, I think that's 40 cents a piece. They're losing money every time you take a bite.
All I remember is that Carla would back me up. Maybe I'm wrong on the numbers, but it sounds some amazing number like that.
Right.
And they delivered it.
Fantastic.
The best fried chicken.
That's what you said.
It was best fried chicken that I've ever had in my life.
I could go for some.
Our show today is brought to you by Rip Digital. Convert your entire CD collection to high quality MP3 files without spending hours at the computer, and Rip Digital can find album art and track information that iTunes can't.
Right.
Get rid of the CD clutter and get your long-lost favorites into your iPod or home theater system. Rip Digital converted Buzz's music, a series of harpsichord sonatas to digital, and they do the same for you. It's when you were playing those, you weren't playing them, you were actually listening to
them. No, sitting next to Ludwig.
That's right.
And
didn't he have the leg sawed off, and he had his ear to the floor to hear the
so
vibration?
He could actually feel the music. It was brilliant.
That was Buzz's
idea. I was honored to be there.
Is it true? I don't know. I've always wanted to dispel this rumor. Mm-hmm. Is it true that you copped a feel on Marie Antoinette? Is that true?
And she lost her head.
Buzz, tell Mike the story about the time you split a joint with Salieri.
Now that's too deep.
Well, the rest
that's too deep.
And yet you loved it.
Well, I watched Amadeus, and I know it. Name the actor.
Oh, God.
F. Murray Abraham. Thank you.
You know what I say
to
Murray Abraham? I say F. Murray Abraham.
F. Murray Abraham. Click the Rip Digital ad on our website or visit ripdigital.com. We've got a huge show for you today. We hope you enjoy it. Our friend Oscar is with his father, who's having, a last medical procedure. Nothing life threatening.
Things look good.
We wish him the very best.
Discharge this week, which would be great. Fingers crossed.
Say a little prayer for Oscar's dad because Oscar's been going through it on that end.
Right.
Let's get right out of the chute. Lots to talk about today. We've got a TV update from Mr. Burbank, who has gone through painstakingly the TV listings to let us know if there's anything, and I mean anything worthwhile, because I am down to nil. I am watching a show called Apocalypse on Smithsonian, which is a World War II documentary narrated by Martin Sheen. That's
no
how much
that.
It
that
sucks.
Great. Has he mentioned anything about his son?
Charlie. You know, I said, I think I really was cruel and cold enough to say to Carla last night, as I'm watching this, perhaps a little less narration and a little more parenting. And Charlie would be there.
Charlie Sheen is 45 years old.
Yeah,
what kind
you,
of parenting?
You still parent?
It's time to ground
you
him.
You still parent? I'm going to give you a Frankie update later on in
Good.
The show. It's a segment that I entitled, What about Egypt? I don't know nothing about Egypt, and I want to see if anybody does. And we took care of Iowa snow, so that's all done. Mm-hmm. Let's get right to our very first topic, which I am headlining with.
Yes.
Revisiting of Mark Ronick parenting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ronick parenting. When last we checked, Mark Ronick was discussing soccer and his daughter and whether, because she's not good and not terribly
athletic,
whether
to
pull her out of it or or keep
because
her in it.
Because the next level is more intense.
That's right. Right. Yes. That's right.
So here is a rare opportunity for the non-broadcaster of the group I know he loves it when I introduce him like that.
And you know, Mike, actually.
Thanks, Mike.
There are times you've introduced all of us like that.
This is true. We all get that. We've all learned that, myself included. So what's going on, Mark?
Well, first of all, the terrible thing is that when we were doing that show, when I was telling you guys about it, that was a snow day. And,
kids were out of school.
My wife, you know, enjoys the show. And
what's that like?
And she was listening to it. And
does Carrie not listen at all, Rob?
She doesn't know where I go every day. I could be at Hooters for lunch every day.
Carla listens to me a little bit on the radio, but a lot on the podcast. I think listens to every podcast.
She listens.
Carrie, here's the thing about Carrie. She has never once listened to the show I do on KCJJ, and she has listened to moments of the podcast if I say, you must listen to this.
The same here. Exactly the same here.
If I put her in the task chair in front of her computer, I have pressure on her shoulders to make
holding
her stay
her
there.
Do you know her in? I hate to say, hey, I've got the advantage here, but you know what the great
Mike,
thing
you
about
have
it?
The advantage in many ways.
Advantage O'Mara.
Seriously, the I don't, this. You can't force this.
No. True.
You can't say, this is my job, and you're expected to
You cannot
I can't do that. And Carla, stumbled on it.
She likes it.
Listened to it, digs it, tracks with it. A promote. When I'm at a party and Carla will say something, well, you've got to listen to their podcast.
See,
it blows me out of the
water. Helps talk
I tell
it
Carrie,
really
she says, I don't know how to do it. I said, Carrie, God damn it.
Yeah.
You spend 90 minutes in front of your computer dicking on Facebook every day.
Right.
In silence. You click the play button and it magically fills your ears.
And if you're working at a computer, hello.
Hello. Right.
That's the way you can enjoy it.
My father listens when he's working and when he's not.
Let me ask you, so Melissa listens.
Melissa listens, but I think it's for a different reason. I think she's listening to check up on me.
Okay.
Mike, she's what we like to call a Melissener.
A Melissener.
Yes. But just real quick with that, when I told that story last week, the unfortunate part was she was listening and so was my daughter.
Oh no.
So your daughter.
No. Well, wait a minute.
Your daughter
turn the
heard
volume
you say,
down.
That's what I said, especially because she listens live on Ustream. So she knows there's cursing sometimes that we don't edit out on there.
Oh, no.
And worse yet, his daughter heard him say that
she's not
terribly athletic.
Yeah. But
no,
that must
have crushed her.
You know, I was able to kind of finagle it and she was fine with it. So that ended up not being a big deal.
Wow, it's called parenting.
She
Melissa.
Heard more about the she heard more of the YouTube discussion, which I don't mind at all that she heard some of that.
She was in on that. Right. Remember, he was talking about whether or not she should be allowed to have dialogue on YouTube.
Hi, Melissa.
Yeah.
Hi, pretty Melissa.
Hi.
I like
but,
Melissa.
But so here's the deal. Here's the deal. I took your guys' advice, okay? And we decided we were going to put her in soccer.
Okay.
And we were going to explain to her that this is your commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
got to stick through it. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not liking it, we got to do the whole season.
How was her face when you broke it down like that to her? I mean, was she wrapping her head around the fact that she's stepping into something?
She is so into it for the social aspect it just kind
of
goes over her
That's
head.
Fine.
So, yeah, but she was said, okay, I'm
looking,
in.
Looking forward
That's great.
To it.
So the thing that I didn't tell you guys is that I think that day or the day before was the deadline to sign her up.
Okay.
Okay, so I had missed the deadline.
Oops.
To sign up. And all
but
that.
You're a coach. You can,
right.
You can get past
For what
that.
age group?
8-year-olds.
F that. We have no big whoop.
Right, right. Yeah. And being that I was a coach, I didn't think it was a big deal.
He will be connected.
Tell me it was a big deal to somebody.
It was.
Oh, all right. No. Who's the dick that did that?
So what happens is...
God, I hate people in kids' sports.
You know, you just hate people, Mike.
I particularly hate
okay,
it.
Now
I'm into this story.
Yeah, so
bring on the story of the a-hole.
So the BS of it all is that I had already spoken to the coaches prior to the deadline. Mm-hmm. They knew I was coming back. They knew Maya was. They knew I was going to help them again as an assistant coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me about the carpet salesman that's running the league.
Yeah. So, well, that's the crazy thing. So what ended up, the first red flag was that
Tell me about the individual that's running the league that's never been at an athletics of any kind and has never been number one at anything right. in their lives ever.
The first red flag was one of our mutual friends who has their daughter in it said, hey, you know, there's a lot of emailing going back and forth between the coaches and the parents. And I noticed you guys aren't on it. I noticed they didn't mention Mark as a coach.
You know, Mike, I would go to say that as bad as the whole parent and athletics thing, and that goes back 40 years,
right?
Emailing has made it worse.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Because really? Of the lack
of... coward's form of communication.
No accountability.
Sure.
And, of course, you can shoot off an email at 1 in the morning and then go to bed.
Exactly.
You don't have to talk
yeah,
to people.
Yeah, but it is purely the coward's form
right.
of communication.
So fast forward to last week, I sent an email to the organization, explained the situation, and the woman got right back to me, and she said, no problem.
Good.
Sounds wonderful.
She said, you know, there's supposed to be an 11-player limit on the team.
Okay.
But, you know, since you've been there before right. and, yeah. You know, no problem.
Sure.
As long...
The PPSA?
As long...
Pussy Parents Soccer Association?
As the parents... As the coaches say it's okay.
If the coaches say it's okay, she's in.
How many coaches are we talking about?
There are two guys other than me.
You know both of them?
I've worked with them for 2 seasons.
No bad blood as far as you
no,
know.
No, we actually had gotten along
Arabs,
great.
No Arabs?
Right, no
so,
Arabs.
Okay. So,
well, Buzz, that's way over the line.
Buzz.
How dare you?
Buzz.
He's cocky.
Just wondering.
What, did you get a seat in there today? Anyway, so what happened?
So I
Arabs. The very idea.
You can't believe it. Arabs. Right. He doesn't do that anymore.
No.
He eats it now.
Now he does.
That's why he got the seat.
Mike, he froze it eating like a popsicle.
Stuck in my teeth.
So
I forwarded the email that I got from the organization and said, hey guys, you know, here's the deal. They're cool with it. So, you know, how's that sound? A few days went by and yesterday afternoon I got home.
So first of all, let me stop you there. There's your first tell. Days going
yes.
by.
Yes.
Nobody's this is solved when they get back to you that night, when it's
That's
done,
right.
when nobody even gives it a
yeah,
thought.
It's not like something, it's not a many
God,
layered,
I hate this
it's
area.
Not a many, it's not a many layered decision.
Exactly.
It's yes, let this her be
is,
on the team.
This and, is nothing.
And these parents on this team, a lot of the kids go to the same school and
Naturally.
It's a nice private school.
Right.
And, you know, they all have lots of
sure.
money.
Closed on Saturday.
Let's stop you right there.
Okay.
Because that's this good. Very good, Menasha.
Nice.
What's
done.
That?
Great story so
oh,
far.
Good.
And
I'm
with
glad.
A good tease.
It's got a tease. We don't know what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, you inspired me right before the show.
This is very exciting. I'm looking forward to this. We'll come back and find out which, because you know it's got to be only one of the two.
Right.
Which one was the dick
yeah.
when we come back?
Oh, that's true, because you got me, baby.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. If you're from the Arab Defamation League, you can send the letters to Mr. Buzz Burbank.
You see, he's Jewish.
Yes, I
so
understand.
So you're like a natural.
I totally understand. Yes.
I got you, Ben.
Thank you, Rob. You know, with that hair, it's tough when you talk like that.
Well, you know, I like to look like Cher.
Our second segment is brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern
Yay.
And Jimmy's annual Super Bowl Bash. Happy hour drink prices from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with Sunday brunch from 11 to 2, 50-cent wings all day, even for carryout, and a free football pool for the first 100 fans with prizes after every quarter. We'll be there at 4 for Jimmy's Jeopardy and then to watch the game in the big screen high definition television. Reservations or perhaps on the big screen high definition television.
No, we're going to be in the TV, Mike.
That's it. It's going to be a scene from the Twilight Zone.
Exactly. Really
just a refrigerator box.
Reservations are recommended. Call 703-435-JIMS, that's J-I-M-S, or click their banner ad on our website.
And remember, when you're there, you want to pull that safety bar down fully on your knees because Carrie Spiewak will be there, so it's a roller coaster of fun.
Very, very exciting.
I was actually thinking of doing a Ustream from time to time with my iPhone, with their Ustream app, and running it through our website throughout the day, like when we do Jeopardy and you know, when we're hanging out with the listeners just once in a while,
you know
doing
what?
Something live.
You know what? That really is a
bad
idea.
Idea.
All right. So,
well, I know is that it might not be entertaining. The audio would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, come on.
People enjoyed it with the Big Duff last year.
Really?
Yeah, well, we did it last year.
It's better for the Big Duff.
Okay. So back to my story.
Thank you very much.
And now here's Mark.
Now back to your story. When last we checked, it's simple request, let me set the table for you.
Please.
Let a poor little 8-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. Almost 8.
Whose parents were just one day tardy registering
basically,
her for soccer.
Basically a street urchin. If you've ever seen.
A simple street urchin.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen A Christmas Carol.
That's right. A poor little match girl.
Mm-hmm. yep.
who sold matches to support her parents, mm-hmm. was on the street
right.
and wanting to play a simple game of soccer.
That's all she wanted.
And then ran into a roadblock with asshat parents.
Yeah.
What happened?
And, you know, that reminded me as you were telling that story that... When I heard about that email exchange that we weren't a part of, mm-hmm. I reached out to the coaches mm-hmm. and said, what's going on? I thought I was a part of this thing. And they said, well, you know, we saw that Maya's name wasn't on the list. And so we just assumed you guys decided not to do it. We shouldn't have made that assumption, but, you know, sorry. And, you know, see if you can get back on the team. Okay. Uh-huh. So that I'm like, okay. So that's when I reached out.
Who said that to you?
One of the coaches.
One of the coaches.
But you had already spoken to them about adding her in, right?
Yes.
So they assumed that by asking if she could be on, your next move was to not do it?
Right.
So they're lying.
Never, right. They never reached out.
Please, somebody figure it out. I'm totally confused. You went to an association and said, can she get back in?
But before that, remember I said that they were having an email exchange with parents. We weren't included.
Right.
So I asked him. I said, what's going on? Why aren't I included? And he said, well, you weren't on the sign-up list, so we just thought you guys were out this year.
And this is after Mark has already gone to the coaches because the association said go to the coaches and ask if Maya can be a part of it. So they said it's
right,
cool.
Because I'm an idiot, I'm gonna go step by step. Because okay, I really am.
Yeah.
When I'm really concerned, I really want to know the sequence.
Right. I understand. Yeah.
Right. The sequence is as follows. You
missed the deadline.
You're late. You missed the deadline.
Yes.
Then you talk to a coach.
Because I found out that they were emailing the parents about this season and not including me.
Okay. So you go to the coach and say you do want to be involved.
Yeah. And they basically said, oops, sorry, that you know, we just assumed you don't want to do it. So we just went on without you.
And then you go to the association.
That's right. And they said, go for it. If the coaches are cool, we're cool.
Now it's back to the coach again.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was when I waited a couple days. And I got an email yesterday. And he basically said... you know, me and the other coach, we were going...
Hamana.
I love it when, you know, when you tell a story like this, when you mm-hmm. want to, the voice always changes even slightly. So, you know, you'll be telling a story with your normal voice.
Right. Right.
And then the other coach writes back and he says, you're going to have to... You're
I'm never wondering, okay...
So what did the coach say?
He said, well, you know, we talked and thought about this long and hard, and we decided that it wouldn't be fair to have a 12th person on the team. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be fair to the other girls because then we won't be able to give them their fair amount of playing time.
Oh, my Such effing a lie. God, you dick!
By 1/12, they would cut their time at 1/12.
6.5% is that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah. 8 years old. What a... Rick.
Yeah.
My question is, how many players do they field on the team at once? Because I don't know the rules of soccer.
I believe it's 7.
Oh, that's
you have
so
a
it's
goalie.
Bull. It's absolute bull.
You have a goalie. You
two
have
defenders,
two defenders.
Quarterback.
And
three
pitcher,
offensive.
And three. Yep. Three, four, yep. five,
what
six.
If you just
six, show, yes.
What if you just
we're
showed
such,
up?
We're such, I don't know a lot about soccer.
What if you just showed up anyway?
Well, they wouldn't let us on.
Six.
They wouldn't let us do it.
Yeah.
Six players.
Right.
They both can play half the game. Everybody
right.
can play half a,
That's
a half
right.
a game.
Right.
Half a game.
That's right.
Right. right.
Jesus Christ.
That is right.
So he said, you know, but don't worry because we know from the past experiences that, you know, she can come back next fall if you sign up early.
Oh, God. Oh. Why are they being like this?
I don't know.
Do you have any inclination that there was any bad blood at all?
No. As a matter of fact, I told you guys last week or the week before.
Is this guy a Poindexter?
No.
Is he?
These guys
I almost got myself in trouble. I'm so glad I didn't say that.
Well, Buzz is the one
don't,
that said
don't say Arab.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say something else. That would do damage to several friendships of mine.
Yeah. Mark, right. I know that this is a year kidding. That you're not coaching. Is there any pressure, do you think, coming down? I'm not going to blame the coaches just yet.
No, it was
my boom. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought it was your stomach.
No, of course right. not. That's...
How are your lungs?
What?
Your lungs.
Yeah, remember, you were coughing.
I got a beautiful match set of two.
No, but I mean, you're. How are you feeling?
Wonderful. Don't I look
great? No, I'm hearing you coming up. You're doing a lot of that lately.
I'm
are you
fine.
Are you okay?
Don't do this.
I'm not. Nah. I'm asking.
I'm fine.
I'm asking because of the beginning
He's
of the
concerned.
Show.
I'm fine.
You sounded like you were having trouble breathing in the
no,
beginning
no,
of the show.
No, just I get excited before the show.
Okay.
Short of breath.
Just
now,
checking.
Do you think there is some ill feelings in the association towards you for bailing?
No, not the association.
They don't care?
No, they don't care.
Do you think there's
so you
some veiled feelings of the coaches? Oh, Mark bailed on us, so screw
no,
it.
Did you talk to the other coach?
No, there was just a problem. Other coach is more soft spoken. Like, this is the coach that I'm going to get somewhere with if I'm going to get anywhere.
Soft spoken.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
so you're going email, which doesn't work.
Especially
if it's a negative thing. You know, you got to talk to the. Right. Did you talk to this coach?
No, not yet.
And you have? Do you plan on to? Or are you just going
to? My wife
doesn't
want me to now.
Oh,
she's
dear.
Basically.
Hey,
you know,
how about this?
Had it.
Can you put your wife on it? She's
no.
She's, as I would say, persistent.
She is, uh-huh. But she's had it.
She's done. No soccer this year. Have you broken the news to Maya yet, or is she listening now?
I did, but before I tell you that, what ended up happening is I kind of went off on the guy.
Uh-huh. Good.
So you wrote a nasty email back?
Yeah, you know, almost crossing the line, but not quite.
Right.
And one of the things I said...
Dear jerk face.
...is we had, the past two seasons, we had a player who was the star athlete. She was great. Yeah. I had heard earlier that this girl wasn't returning, right. And she'd be back in the fall. I said to him, you know, I can't help but to think if this was that girl and her parents coming back and saying, I'm late, but I really want to be back,
you'd
welcome her with open arms. Mm-hmm. He gets back to me and says, nope, it would have been the same case for her, but thanks for assuming. And that was it.
He's a dick.
He's being a total dick. And you know, the thing is that as the head coach, we had the best season last year.
Who gives this guy pontiff-like powers to be the be-all, end-all?
Well, I guess the association did.
Well, no, and it's not just that. It's because his co-coach is soft-spoken.
Right, right. So he's the... And did you ever get any inkling that this guy was kind of like this?
No, he has actually been very nice to me. He's asked our family to come out and do dinner with them in the past. Like, it seemed
he's
to be
mad,
a really good guy.
Mark, he's mad because you bailed.
What they this, do.
But, I really think that.
But this is it. This is where email won't work. This is where you have to, come on, man, please. It's really going to do it. Or is it going to disappoint her that much if she's not involved? Is it going to matter to her?
So I talked to her yesterday. I sat her down and I said, listen, I didn't quite give her the entire story. But I basically said the team is filled. There isn't any room for us this season. If you really want to do it again, we'll go back in the fall. And, you know, in the meantime, you can do whatever you want, you know, to fill that time this season.
Right.
She was very good. She was holding back some tears at first, started to lose it.
Oh,
but she was really good. Tough. I was really impressed. She kind of composed herself. Mm-hmm. And I said, Maya, we can do anything else that you want to do for an extra activity.
What's she going to do?
The first thing she blurted out was acting. I want to do acting.
Good girl.
And then she said singing. I want to take voice lessons.
Hey, do that.
And then she said musicals. And I said, no, you can't be like Rob. But
hey, I want to be in Spider-Man.
Let her do musicals.
So instantly she changed.
Right.
And she seems okay about it right now.
Are we going to have her do some more voice work for the show?
Yes, she's very excited
Have you been firm with her? Informing her that she will not be a compensated spokesperson for this show.
Maya asked me when I told her that Mike had asked about having her do some more voiceover stuff. The first thing she said to me is, "Why don't I get paid for this?"
Yeah. Oh my God!
You know what? When
Apple
I did
didn't fall far from that tree.
It's funny, when I started the podcast with Mike, that was my same question.
Yeah.
Well, really, Mark, what we should do? We should have her over to the house so she can see the jukebox. And but I could do a session with her.
Yeah, she would love
that.
It
would be a lot of
fun.
She's
an amazing kid. Mark's got a video up on Facebook now, kind of a little movie that Maya made last night that she narrated.
Oh, did you watch it?
Hilarious.
Well, I saw one. She was talking about a toy that she had.
Well, I'll be very brief here. But she basically, doing her hair last night, I was drying her hair.
Right.
Okay. And she she took the.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is a little gay.
Well, my wife was doing the dishes downstairs, so I was trying to help out.
Drying the hair.
So I gave her my iPhone to play with while I'm doing that.
Uh-huh.
She's got it, and she's got the video on, and she's doing this whole thing with.
Making a movie and narrating.
Making the movie and narrating.
Paint her toenails later on, or what?
I was going to say, did you get any nail polish on your iPhone?
No, Maya painted Mark's toenails.
Oh, I understand now.
Edit this. F*** you.
Ah, okay.
So,
there's always a line, Mike. We found it.
Rob and I just had a moment there when you said that. I was drying your hair, and Rob and I just get up. We're both parents. I know.
It was awkward. But she's using all of the items in the bathrooms as characters, and they're all panicked that the toilet's going to overflow. And so she's going through this whole thing. But the funniest part...
You're not one of those dads that's going to bathe with her, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
You know,
No.
Dad's put on his swim trunks. Come in the tub.
I had a friend of mine in college, a chick that had pictures, and she was showing us pictures of her childhood, uh-huh. and she had pictures of her with her father in the tub.
Oh wow!
And really? It wasn't when she was super little either, you know. And I was just like, wow. Remember 15? Like, remember looking at?
Yeah.
I remember. Oh. Hey, that show's Shameless.
Shameless.
Gross.
Yeah, exactly.
That
yeah.
show's Shameless. You know what? We're going to talk about TV in just a second here with Buzz. I'll start it with that whole thing about Shameless and Glee and dangerous little area that Hollywood's going into that I'm a little creepy.
All
about.
I was going to say is one of the characters was there was this bottle of children's NyQuil on the counter, and she went to it and said something like "and buy NyQuil" or something like that, and then moved back. And one of the other characters said, "Hey man, you know what are you doing?" And she said, "Hey, I'm just trying to sell some advertising here." It was great.
I'd like to see more of her. I think she's a very precocious and very smart kid, and I look forward to
that.
How
about let's set up a pay per view where she boxes Julia?
Yeah, perfect.
They're both very sharp kids.
They are.
Well, we could put them like on its academic or something. Maybe not fighting. Not yet.
Yeah. No, that'd be let's have them compete. That's horrible. Would they? Anyway. All right.
Robert's very strong.
Okay, getting onto TV. Yes. Buzz is going to go through things that are out there to watch,
right.
What we've got. Before that, Buzz, when we talked, Buzz and I both watch this show called Shameless.
Yes.
I don't know, man. I mean, really.
It's a pretty gritty
show,
Jack.
Really, 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 really crossing the line as far as I was concerned.
Now, here's
and
the
I
deal.
Don't want to be a prude, but I am telling you when you're talking. It all depends in real life, in my opinion, how old that actress is.
Exactly.
But that actress is playing 15?
Playing 16, maybe? Okay.
Maybe 16. I've seen, 16 if we're giving them the benefit of the doubt. Would you agree?
Yeah. I've seen the first two episodes. I think like many of America, I still have number three in my TV. Hey, now.
Right.
I still have episode number three in my TiVo.
Right.
And I've not watched it. What line did they cross? I don't think there's a spoiler alert problem here.
Okay. You know the girl that one of the characters tutors? The boy from the family
Joan
tutors?
Joan Cusack's daughter.
Climbed Joan Cusack's under the daughter. Dinner table. Yeah.
How old would you figure Joan Cusack's daughter to play
I think she plays 15 or 16.
15 or 16.
That's what we think.
Okay. Yeah. The plot line now is that she is flirting with William H. Macy.
Wow, it's a little gritty.
Just to mess with him, mainly.
Just to mess with him,
but
flirting nonetheless.
Graphically.
And they do a thing where she's eating some cereal, and she's being very seductive with the spoon.
Right, uh-huh. Sure.
Not really even that phased by that. Right. There's another scene where she squats down and she's got a thong
shows
on.
Her butt,
and, you know,
and
you
jeans.
See that? I'm even okay with that. He goes into the bathroom and she's in the tub and you see her topless. And
he goes in to go to the bathroom.
I am the father of a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old, and
I can see your point immediately
into creep land.
I can see your point. And I had a similar situation when I saw, what's the movie, American Beauty.
American Beauty.
Because there's another movie that sexualized a teen character who was actually of age. And they used it as a very important plot point. And in fact, they reinforced the fact that what was going on was evil.
Right.
How did are they spinning this on Shameless as something that she's doing that's evil?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
then you know what? Then they've got something in their favor. But
creepier than the scene in American Beauty. Would you
I totally agree?
We
got to
figure out how her actual age is.
The whole Hollywood thing, Buzz, and I've noticed this, this is a recent phenomenon, is moving in that direction. Glee is an example.
That's a
I don't watch Glee regularly, so I can't speak to it with any
authority.
I don't
see Glee doing that so much.
I haven't watched Glee much this season.
I guess there are other shows that are doing
it. But one day last year, I had like four Glees saved up, and I watched them on a Sunday afternoon while I was doing other things, and Julia was watching it with me, and I was okay with it because a lot of it is music and performance, and I dig that about that. Okay, so I'm an old queen. But then there is a full-on cheerleader-on-cheerleader lesbian kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And Julia looks at me, and you know, what do I...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely gayness, lots of gayness in that.
And now this year on the cover of Entertainment This Week magazine is the gay character, the boy, with his teenage lover, I guess it is. And I'm saying, I'm all for inclusion.
Me too.
I am all for that. But when you're going into the area of children and age groups that I still consider to be children, you are stepping over a line, and it's happening more and more and more. There are a few shows that are out there. I don't have them off the top of my head.
8 Eastern, 7 Central.
God, I hate to do this because I feel like I'm an old fart.
No, I think your thoughts are very valid, and you can't apologize for your feelings.
8 Eastern, 7 Central used to be the family hour, and whether the relationships are gay or straight, we kept sex pretty much out of that hour. Well, those rules are off. Fox was the first to breach it and still does with Glee at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
And remember when
it's okay, I think, for a guy and a guy to be in love at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, but I don't know that they should be having sex at that hour because kids are watching, like Julia, who have questions for their parents.
Yeah, and it's just...
And I'm not ashamed of the fact that she saw it. It's just, it's awkward for me.
And really, when you talk about, and then just to take it a step forward, further with this show, Shameless. We're not even talking about teens getting together.
A teen and
we're
an
talking
adult.
About a teen and an adult,
same
right?
Yeah.
And he's a, you know, he's a menacing, nasty, horrible,
beautiful,
despicable human being.
In both cases, we're on HBO. The same thing is happening or has happened on Californication, another Showtime show. Actually, these are both Showtime shows,
and it's a kink.
Not a regular.
Yeah. It's a kink, and there. I think, man, in my opinion, there's no other way to look at it. They are playing to a certain
they're mining it.
Crowd because you know what? There is that that level of taboo where you know. Even any guy that's going to look at that, myself included, you look at that and you go, "Well, oh my God!" And but as the father of a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old, I think it sucks.
I understand the discomfort. I'm not a parent. I don't know where to come down on this. Romeo and Juliet were about 14 or 15 years old in theory, and we're seeing things now.
It was some time ago,
Buzz. The MTV show. Well, more recently, the MTV show Skins,
been used. Forever as a but, as a defense of that, and I don't accept it.
Especially since back then people died at 35.
Exactly. As much then and as much today, certainly, that's the age of sexuality. If you look at the MTV show Skins and you see what...
That's the one.
I think those characters, the kids on that show, the kids that are the fictional kids on that show, reflect teenagers, 15, 16-year-olds in real life.
Well, let me give it to you as a parent.
All right.
When you're the parent of a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old,
I'm terrified.
You're doing this. You are really all you're trying to do is keep them safe. And make sure that they don't make any mistakes that are going to affect them for the rest of their lives.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And I'll tell you, sometimes you need a little friggin' help.
Right.
And
right.
when you look at Hollywood and the attitude out there with a lot of these people, I hate to say this because I don't want to come down on the side of the moral majority.
You've always
and all those people.
This.
Well, but man, when you go into the area of kiddie porn, I'm sorry, you're going into an area I don't want, and I don't want my kids. But believe me, a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, boys and girls are ramped up enough.
I don't think
they need any extra help. And that kind of creeps
they
me out.
They don't need help, and I don't think we're going to get help from Hollywood if the stuff continues to get on television, get in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It comes down to us. It ain't fun, but we got a parent.
Exactly.
We got to be
That's
at one
right.
step
exactly.
ahead.
Exactly. And you're
shouldn't
there.
Have let Julia watch that episode of Glee if I didn't want her to see that.
Now, I will sit there and watch, for example, the movie Across the Universe, which has sex in it. And
handled very differently.
But they are 18 and over.
And it's handled.
And they're playing 18
it's,
and over.
It's handled a little differently.
It is handled a lot differently.
Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of TV, I talk about the lack of things to watch. What's out there? What's going on? Anything good?
Shameless wraps up the night on Showtime tonight, as a matter of fact. It's on at 10 Eastern, 9 Central. If you haven't caught it yet, this is the episode that we're talking about.
Third
episode,
the teenager. I believe.
What are your impressions of the show in general?
After Buzz doesn't do very good impressions.
Well, I give it a 5 out of 10. I really do.
I like it more than that. I'm going to give it like an 8.5 right now. Now, that's subject to change because we're only 3 episodes in. I know William H. Macy's character is despicable. There's nothing really to like about him. I love his family and the way they all love each other and hold together and manage to get it done because Dad's incapable of doing so. So I think it's an interesting story. Before that, this evening, Inside the NFL precedes that. Before that, episodes in Californication. Californication, I think, has sort of run its course, but I'm still following it because I have from the beginning. Episodes.
Love this show.
Everybody seems to agree this may be the most brilliant new show on television.
All right, there you go.
And nobody,
have you seen any of it yet?
No.
Nobody
it is
either.
Such a great
that's
comment.
Why I had that's why I had Buzz do this segment.
It is such a great comment.
That's why
on
I had Buzz do this segment.
nobody expected Matt LeBlanc to do this.
And it's such a great comment on showbiz.
Yes.
In a nutshell, what it is, there's a very successful show in Great Britain. And it wins all these awards. So some slicky Hollywood guy says, I want that show, exactly that show, It's about a schoolmaster.
And they want to do it here.
Yeah, and bring it
like
over.
Like The Office.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, and so they bring it over, and the first thing they do is they get rid of the old, crusty schoolmaster character that won all the awards in Great Britain and replace him with Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, okay.
Right. And the creators say, Joey?
Yeah, exactly. It is so.
And he plays Joey.
Yeah, he plays himself. Yeah.
He plays Matt LeBlanc.
But it's brilliant. Such a great comment on but how showbiz is and just the morons and the thoughts that go into it. You'll episodes. Really enjoy it, I think. Good.
HBO is a big love marathon tonight. NBC is pretty much test pattern. It's minute to win it for a couple of hours, followed by another endless Law and Order SVU.
Crap.
Fox has Idol and Human Target. I want to mention, if you haven't
like
caught,
that show still.
If you haven't caught Human Target, imagine the best action comic book you ever read turned into a well-written television
you
show.
You have liked this show since it first came on the air.
It's one of those nail-biting, edge-of-your-seat kind of shows, especially then.
Rob doesn't agree.
It's got a few babes in it and a lot of just crazy action. If you like the action, you'll like Human
Who's
Target.
Who's the lead character in that?
Mark Valley, who's played on, I don't know, like L.A. Law, Number of the Legal. He was a blonde.
On Gunsmoke, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Was he in that movie, The Devil Wears Prada? As a writer, as the writer,
I don't remember if Mark Valley was in that movie or not.
You know, it sounds like it would be right. If not,
handsome,
he looked
blonde,
like that guy,
kind of guy,
blonde, shy Australian actor. I think
I've never heard an accent on him, so I don't think so.
I don't think he was in Devil Loves Prada.
Well, then it's not the same blonde actor I'm thinking of.
Oh, I know who you're thinking of. You're thinking.
Oh wait, you're Don Johnson. L.A. Law. He was in that.
Yes, yeah, but a very slicky, handsome, blonde guy, but makes a great action star.
Totally different guy. I got it wrong, but yeah, very good. Thank you. Buzz.
ABC's all sitcom reruns tonight, The Middle and Cougar Town. That Off the Map, which is kind of, the doctor show meets Lost kind of thing.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy meets Lost, horrible television.
Boo.
I would like to backtrack. It's last night, so it's too late to talk about it, but two shows I'd recommend for next week. The Good Wife, if you're not already on board, a great show.
Fabulous.
Up against Detroit 187. If you liked NYPD Blue, you will love Detroit 187. Check it out on ABC Tuesday nights at 10.
Christopher, Eastern. Of course, from Sopranos.
Now, is there any? The only brilliant. Show that I think is an appointment program for me now on networks is Modern Family.
Yes.
Yeah. Modern Family.
And you know
would
what?
Be
the other day,
it
got junked because of the, I think it was a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, it junked because of the president's speech.
Right.
And I was heartbroken because I only had like 3 minutes of it. Right. I actually went online and watched it at abc.com. That's how good this show
is. It's on tonight in a rerun at 9 o'clock if you haven't caught it
a
before.
A rerun of my that TV, is better than anything
my
else.
TV viewing has been so bankrupt that, speaking of Modern Family, this is how I'm going to get to Modern Family. It takes a while. Mm-hmm. Bear with me.
Okay.
I'm sitting there and I end up stumbling on, I believe it's the E! Network, mm-hmm. and The Fashion Police with Joan Rivers, and they have a picture
How
of
about you, Mike?
Sophia Vergara in like a green dress that she has an otherworldly body.
Yeah.
She has a cartoonish.
She does.
Yeah, Jessica Rabbit.
Absolutely amazing, and she is next to, you know, not since
she makes
Charo.
She makes Ava Mendez look like a mess.
Oh my gosh.
She really does.
So incredibly funny.
Yeah.
She really is. And they all are. And then you've got the mother from
Julie
the other.
Bowen.
Julie Bowen.
Oh,
who
Julie
is another
Bowen.
Absolute.
I've had a
of,
thing for her since Happy Gilmore.
God. Oh, yes.
Way
Me
back
too.
Then. Yeah.
They're all in the. And the fashion police are all over this lady, Julie Bowen.
Yeah. She's,
for wearing like a tuxedo kind of Halston pantsuit. And I'm like going,
no.
She looks like, hey, Joan.
Incredible.
Right. With your face pulled back from the crack of your ass, you know, with your facelift. I think they're both, they're so hot. Yeah. That's what, now, Modern Family is the best.
The thing is, and I think one of the
best gay couple on TV.
We all, and we're still the best one on radio.
Thank you very much.
I think
appreciate
the thing that.
That
we all share in here is a girl can be hot, and that's great, but when she's hot and funny,
oh my God.
Then
Talented.
Look out.
Oh, yeah.
It's unstoppable.
But would you guys say, I mean, I think that the writing in that is the best that there's been since like Seinfeld.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think echoes Seinfeld. In fact, they have a great way of taking two very separate plot points and making them come together at the end of the show.
All right, to give you an example, one of the scenes, and if you haven't seen Modern Family, you owe it to yourself. You think this show is
you
funny,
know what?
You're going to love that
season
show.
Season one is now available on Netflix.
They
Watch
have a
the whole
and
season.
Amazon.
Yeah. They have a scene where the kids catch the parents making love.
Oh, my God.
That
and,
was hysterical.
And it is, and the kid has a throwaway line
the
that
little
is one
boy.
Of the greatest throwaway lines I have ever ever heard about right. sex in my life, where they come downstairs and they said, well, what were they doing? And the kid says, well, I'm not really sure, but whatever it was, I think Dad was winning.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That, I
what does it say about
jaw.
Us? I oh. pulled that same line away
oh my
from that
God.
Episode. It's just
this
fantastic.
Phenomenal
Dad
show.
Was making the same face he makes when he smells breakfast.
Was that, was that the great. Same episode where the gay guy spilled the juice?
Yes,
on the carpet?
It is.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, they had two different arcs going at the same time, and they were hysterically right. funny. All right, what else do we have there?
That's pretty much it for tonight. We've covered okay. all the networks
Very
now.
Good. We'll
that's
do that again.
Anything else you don't miss in a week?
You know what? Modern Family is it, and I said I said this on the radio this morning, that my viewing is so bankrupt right now, I'm watching Apocalypse narrated by Martin Sheen.
What you
that's
need
how
to do,
horrible it
the
is.
The show you need to, and I told stuff. You this yesterday, opera show, Mike. You need to find American Pickers.
American Pickers.
This isn't a reality show that has got me sucked in hard.
I said that to Carla.
It's a
we,
great
when, what night is on, it is on?
I don't know. I just have a season pass, and it grabs it when it grabs it.
All right, we got to take a break. We are running late. We will come back with Rob's Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. And thank you so much for joining us. Let me mention before we go to break also, I do a little radio show in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's important to promote that show yes. on this show so that, you know, everything works
it's
out.
A good show.
It's The Edge 105.9, and please check it out. Monday through Friday, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area with Kirk McEwen, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., and we would appreciate you listening to that. We'll come back in just a little bit. Want to talk this up now. Now that we've gotten
Go all the way to
deep into it, looks like the clouds are going to they're gonna get on out of here.
How's that?
Temperatures today hit the 50s. Kind of blew that one, but hopefully I can make it up to you. I sure hope I can.
What they do.
Thank you very nice. Much. We'll be right back.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. That was the crappiest talk-up I think
I've
ever done in my life.
I think that everyone missed the boat when O.J. was on trial, that this song wasn't used more. A song called Backstabbers?
By the
right.
O.J.
By the O.J.
Yeah.
No one used it.
Welcome back. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by DigitalTrends.com. Let's open it up. He loves Gadget, doesn't he?
I love it.
But what do you get them? Go to DigitalTrends.com. That's the first step in making smarter tech purchases, and check out their new Amazon Kindle app. Click their ad on our website, DigitalTrends.com. Rob, what do you have for us today?
Today, a few time machine nuggets that I think you will enjoy that I chose because Oscar was not here, and I hate when he tunes out this badly.
No.
This is a tape that I've gotten from probably... without a lie, 48 people on Facebook.
Okay.
It comes from 1994. And you know what? In my head, that's not that long ago. I was out of college in 1994.
In your head, 1947 is not that long ago.
You're not helping.
Thank you.
All right. But this 94. Is the Today Show. It's Brian Gumbel and Katie Couric. And it's the first time they've put up an internet web address to support a story.
Oh, I can't wait to
and
hear
listen
that.
To them try and figure out what the hell the internet is.
But see,
is.
In context, now I know what you're talking about. Not that long
it's
ago.
It's not that long ago.
And you're going to sound like the internet is some sort of fantasy.
Oh, that's
that
right.
little mark with the A and then the ring around it?
At.
See, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Katie said she thought it was about.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
But I'd never heard
or
it.
Around.
I'd never heard it said. I'd always seen
around.
The mark, but never heard it said. And then it sounded stupid when I said it. Violence at NBC. What is internet
that,
anyway?
Internet is that massive computer
right.
network.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's becoming really big now.
Wait, how does one, what do you write to it, like mail?
No, a lot of people use it and communicate. I guess they can communicate with NBC. You don't need a phone line to operate
no.
internet?
Wow.
No, apparently not.
That is
wow.
fantastic.
That is great.
Isn't that awesome? Do you write
show.
To it? Is it like mail?
What is it at or about? I don't understand. Yeah. We were all like that at the
or
beginning.
Or around.
And I love hearing that, and I'm so glad we have Matt Lauer now and not Brian Gumbel.
How many people said, what is WWW?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody knew it was the World Wide Web.
Right. I say, Katie said it was about. I thought it was at.
That's
I don't
cool.
know.
I like
okay,
that.
I don't like the fact that this is on the internet, and I don't like the fact that the father... poked the kid into doing this, but this is a very upset young child.
Oh, is this the Bears fan?
Yeah, about the Bears.
Jesus.
And I love a kid being a kid. And you know what? Boo to the father, but yay for the child.
Bad like dad that. Here.
But now let's consider what
oh, I'm sorry.
That's a 1958.
Well,
that's another time machine. That'll be next.
Now let's consider that the Green Bay Packers won the game.
Here's, I'm sorry, a 4-year-old Bears fan.
Hey, what's the matter? Lauren.
Mark
What's the matter?
No, oh, no.
Maya, no soccer.
But the Packers won. Don't we like the Packers?
I hate the Packers.
But the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. I thought you liked the Packers. Daddy likes the Packers.
Yeah, well, Daddy's an a-hole.
How come? Well, the Bears can maybe win next year.
No.
No, you're probably right.
Hey, if he's a Packers fan, no surprise there.
All right, this this next time machine nugget, I credit listener L.M. Staten for sending this. It's from a 1958 movie called Coffee Break.
Okay.
And it's an instructional film about how much money industries lose because of the coffee break. All of it is very entertaining, but this is my favorite nugget. The human resources guy is called in to talk to the, like, Mr. Slate, okay? And this is Mr. Slate complaining about how much money they lose for coffee breaks.
But now let's consider one of my pet peeves. Women. Of course, they all have to stop by the powder room. Yes. Their 10 minutes is gone with a cigarette and putting on a new face. Harry's Diner or the Waldorf, it's all the same. You never know who might be there. And talk about the grapevine. Brother, this is where the original seeds are planted.
Dick.
Another complaint is that all too often the few that fear each other get in their own little circle.
Oh,
and
dear.
Other people are left out.
Yeah.
And where do they go on the way back to the office?
You know where, Mike?
You guessed it.
Powder room.
The powder room.
Right.
That's right.
And all the readiness procedures and the countless little adjustments known only to a woman. Al, for the first time in our whole discussion, you're on tilt. Do I detect a bit of personal prejudice?
To a degree, perhaps. But there's a lot of truth in what I've said.
There you go.
You old fart.
Thanks, Lisa.
John McCain. And Rob, I want you to finish with this one.
Okay, sure.
I rarely like direct your audio.
No, it's fine.
Bluegrass, I got a feeling.
You know, this is funny. I'm glad you spotted this because when I was a kid, my dad went through a bluegrass kick. So I heard a lot of bluegrass growing up.
I love bluegrass.
And this is just, I want to find this whole record. This is a bluegrass band doing the Black Eyed Peas.
The night's going to be a good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Isn't that great?
I love it.
I really do.
That is the audio.
And you know what? That speaks highly of that composition. If a song can jump formats and still sound agreeable, it's a good composition.
Oh, man. Summertime, sitting on a lawn, having a little brewski and listening to some bluegrass. I enjoy that. All right, we will take a break, come back with news and Buzz Burbank right after this. Bobby Sue.
Yes.
Gotta take it up to. Yeah, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have to take it up to
the low voice guy.
The low voice guy.
Yeah.
I played this when I was on a country station on the eastern shore of Maryland.
This followed up Elvira,
song.
Right?
Yeah, called Bobby Sue.
Bobby Sue.
I love it.
Shame I knew you would.
I love this song.
Shame on you.
I loved it when it came out. Bobby Sue. Is he gonna do it again?
Eventually, sure. We can run it under the news.
Bobby Sue. That's one of the guys lived in a teepee. I remember that.
That's what happened when Bobby went to court.
The Oak Ridge Boys. Wow. Hey, let's get Buzz in here. It's time for the news.
Yeehaw.
Here he is, the man, the legend, the man that knows all about TV. Remember, the show is episodes. That's the new recommendation from our show to your show. Let's take it away, Buzz.
8 Eastern tonight. Brought to you the news today by Voice Your Feelings. Now you can record a personal message and assign it to a real sound paper greeting card, and Voice Your Feelings will even mail it for you.
Now, is that what you and Mark went off and did to your porno for the
other
day?
That was Rip Digital.
No. Rip Digital,
Rip Digital
will convert your DVD,
porno,
your CDs, rather, into MP3s.
Don't mean to mention the wrong sponsor at
the
wrong time.
All right, they're both fine sponsors.
All right, very good.
But Voice Your Feelings
ba-ba.
Can send that paper card or post your greeting on a friend's Facebook wall. TMOS fans can also include messages from Mike, Buzz, Rob, Oscar, and even Charlie and Internet Radio Tommy. Think Valentine's Day and use the link on our website. To voice your feelings. You
can we isolate Bobby Sue and put that on Voice Your Feelings?
Yeah.
I think that'd be great. Valentine's Day.
It doesn't get sillier than this. The groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, has a Facebook page. And today's status is, quote, no shadow, early spring.
Yeah, whatever.
It's welcome news, even if the rodent's accurate only 39% of the time, despite his 124 years of experience.
See, that's not good enough. 39% of the time that doesn't cut it for me.
Think about the vagueness of the prediction.
Right.
Early spring.
What is
early
spring?
You know what about early spring?
Mm-hmm.
early spring.
Hey.
It is a welcome fantasy, then, for the thousands of people stranded along Chicago's Lakeshore Drive last night with snow falling at 3 inches an hour.
Oh, my God.
Under 50 to 70 mile an hour winds.
We spoke with Coralville's KCJJ and institutions that should be institutionalized.
Yeah.
Tommy Lang and Steve Bridges, and they're in for it out there.
There's a 40% chance that Steve will get a shower.
That's right, and you heard it. Steve, how's that snow affecting him? He wants to sell his radio station.
He's entertaining offers.
That's right, taking offers right
He's
now.
At the end of his rope.
We're lucky we're on the southern side of it. We're getting rain in the D.C. area, and we are very fortunate.
Yeah, almost 60 today. Mm-hmm. Now, the storm moves into the northeast, which is also weary of this winter, but a new storm is forming over East Texas that could hit the northeast on Saturday. Stupid groundhog.
What do you hear about that storm and us? I'm hearing rain again for us.
Yeah. I think, once again, we live on the rain-snow line. Now, it could change at the last minute, but that's what we're hearing so far.
Let me tell you why it's not going to change.
All
this
right.
is exactly,
you,
and I quote,
I know why.
This is what I said, quote, mm-hmm. to my 90-year-old mother.
Uh-huh.
I said, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get snow here mm-hmm. anymore because I bought a goddamn snowblower.
You know, Mike, we bought.
Yes, we did.
You guys bought for me.
And I remember Mary said, dear,
yes.
embezzlement is a sin.
I know. And I said, the goddamn snowblower.
Yeah, I'm sure you said that to your mother.
I did. I said GD.
Did you really?
She started laughing and I used it again. I said,
and then she started
what?
Crying.
Because I used it one too many times. Yeah, but it's sitting down there, pristine.
Dear, you don't have a lot of plus points
know,
with the Lord.
It sucks. I really want to use it, at least show you guys. I want it to be something that, you know what, really, redemption for me would be when you're slogging in here one day and the only way you were able to get up our path
and we
is
say,
because I had the snowblower.
Gee, Mike, we're really glad you got that snowblower.
Mark,
F you, Buzz.
Go into petty cash.
Because you're right, that'll never happen.
Go to Bloom and get all the powdered mashed potatoes you can.
There are a few names to add to the list of troublemakers behind the 9/11 attacks, and we wouldn't have those names if it weren't for WikiLeaks. The website has published a U.S. diplomatic cable that names previously unknown plotters, including three men from Qatar who visited the World Trade Center and some key landmarks in Washington and Virginia a few weeks before the attacks. U.S. officials say they looked at these guys but decided they didn't have enough of a case against them. The British paper, a British paper, says these men could have been a fifth suicide team that aborted its plans at the last minute. The men wound up in Los Angeles on their pre-9/11 visit, and there, hotel employees found pilot uniforms and lists of pilots' names and flight numbers. Interestingly, none of this was mentioned in our government's own 9/11 report.
Any reason given for why it was not mentioned? Why they kept these guys out of the news?
No one involved in the report, in the 9/11 report, the official one, no one involved in that has commented on it.
And
yet.
I can only
but
think
good question.
Perhaps they wanted to continue to track them.
Maybe.
That
so.
Might be the reason.
Yeah, the government has said that they have been watching and have watched these guys, but they were never named as conspirators.
Meanwhile, Julian Assange is saying, question authority.
Hey, Mr. Freedom of the Press, where do you line up on the whole, I watched the interview with this fellow.
Pretty great, wasn't
60
it?
60 minutes, very good. Very good.
Excellent segment.
Yeah.
It's tough because
it is tough, isn't it?
You have to wonder who's going to police that policeman,
right?
That self-appointed policeman.
Exactly.
But when you get to the heart of journalism, I mean, the whole point of journalism is to bring sunshine, to bring things out into the open. And in as much as I don't think any lives have been endangered or any national security has been endangered by anything he's done, the truth is always better. It's always better to have the information and the truth. So far, I'm going to have to side with WikiLeaks.
I think we have to count on, I'm sorry to interrupt, Buzz.
No, it's
but
fine.
Ultimately, it's in the hand of the journalist to use the information responsibly.
Right.
You know
never
what?
Put us
and
at risk as a nation.
He's getting better at that, hopefully.
I believe so. Yeah. I believe
that's
so.
You know what? That's pretty well put there, Buzz. I don't think I can find any fault with anything you said there. I really felt the same way. While at the same time, I had that little hair on the back of my neck go up and go, you know, man, in the wrong hands, you know, you could really do some damage with this.
It's
and
scary how powerful he is.
Making the raw information available to certain individuals could cause people the world to hurt.
True.
But you're right. I think in the long run, you know, when you're talking about truth being on our side.
The light of day.
Letting things come out. I think it polices people, human beings.
I feel better about his motives. I don't feel that he's vindictive or that he's out to get the United States or anything
either.
Like that.
I feel better about that now.
Question authority.
By the way, well done, Rob. The soldier being prosecuted for allegedly giving documents to WikiLeaks has had mental problems, and military officials knew that before they sent him to Iraq and let him handle this material. In fact, PFC Brad Manning was sent to Iraq in spite of the advice of a mental health specialist, according to the Washington Post.
Yeah, there's the guy you want to give a top secret clearance to.
And they did. The Army's now keeping Private Manning in solitary confinement here in Virginia while he awaits court-martial.
Mm-hmm. And his brothers are still playing in the NFL.
Lying, yeah.
Yeah, and Archie is not saying a word.
Archie's no. So upset.
I called Archie Manning. He said, question authority.
In sports, a 28-year-old Irish American has been banned from attending the Connecticut Whalers games in Hartford after he attacked the team's mascot, Pucky the Whale.
Wonder if he'd been drinking.
Buzz, that would be the Connecticut Whale, not the Connecticut Whalers. It's the Connecticut Whale.
Really? They've changed it. Now, it used to be the Hartford Whalers.
You're right.
And it's now the Connecticut Whale.
I will, boy, if I had it handy, I would show you the logo because I went, when I was there, I went to the Connecticut Whale store.
Well,
and they're trying to get the...
that's nice.
They're really trying to get an NHL team in Hartford again, yeah, and they're trying to do this. And, you know, for whatever reason, the rights or whatever, they had to change it to the Connecticut Whale.
Here, did you put your finger in the blowhole?
There's the logo for you, Buzz.
There you go. Is that Pucky? Is that Pucky the Whale?
Pucky the Whale. Start again. I want to hear
you
this.
You know what? The whale, not unlike the Miami Dolphin, can't look menacing.
No.
It can't.
No.
He's got a hockey stick. He doesn't look comfortable.
Not at all.
No.
A 28-year-old Irish American has been banned from attending the Connecticut Whale games in Hartford after he attacked the team's mascot, Pucky. Pucky the Whale.
Pucky the Whale.
Police say young Kevin O'Connell had been drinking. Go figure.
Yeah.
When he tackled and punched Pucky.
I'm Kenny O'Connell.
I'd kick your ass.
I don't like the way that large mammal is looking at me.
Which he says he did on a bet.
Sure he did.
Police say the whale was not seriously injured.
I'm going to kill that mascot after I finish me potatoes.
That large mammal.
That large mammal. Look at the way that blowhole's winking at me. I don't like it on me. I'm O'Connell. Irish, Irish, oh Irish.
Kevin O'Connell.
And finally, a story from our home office in Florida that I may be able to top. Monday night, a woman swerved her Saab into an office building in Tampa. The building was home to an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Her insurance company.
Hey! There you go.
Didn't have to go far to file a claim.
Very good.
Company says this is the third time in the last 10 years it's been in a car crash, so it may have to go to office building school. A few years ago...
That's funny.
A few years ago, my wife crashed her car into mine in the driveway of the home that's insured by the same insurance company. When I phoned the agent to report the crash, I was asked, is the house okay? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, get over here right away. It's bleeding. Yeah, God. Bitch. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, this program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. So if you want to rebroadcast this, you better find one of those authorized representatives.
And I'm not taking any calls today.
We have no idea where they are. Our show today was brought to you by RIP Digital. Convert your entire CD collection to high-quality MP3 files without spending hours at the computer. And RIP Digital can find album art and track information that iTunes can't. Get rid of the CD clutter and get your long-lost favorites into your iPad.
iPod. Yeah. What's that?
Or long-term, I'm sorry.
Pad or pod,
I'm
really.
Even now creating words that aren't in the copy.
Don't put it in the iPod.
Let me remind you again.
Uh-huh.
Here's Mike O'Mara to remind you, now these.
Get rid of the CD clutter and get your long-lost favorites into your iPod.
Won't you?
Or home theater system.
Or so.
Or so. RIP Digital converted Buzz's music, and they can do the same for you. Click the RIP Digital ad on our website. Or visit ripdigital.com and watch out for that mammal.
Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well done.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bobby Sue.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.